It's the 60th anniversary of a book that sounded the alarm about our indiscriminate use of chemicals and made the science accessible to regular readers. Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, was published on September 27, 1962.
She was the first, really in a popular way, to bring forward the fact that synthetic chemistry is not the marvel that the chemical industry had projected it to be.
That's Jack Doyle, a mostly retired research analyst and author. He's been writing about contemporary history and pop culture at his site, The Pop History Dig, since 2008, where he meticulously researches articles on everything from sports to environmental history.
I'm pretty fanatic about it.
And he's written about Carson's book and its legacy.
Silent Spring was originally released at a time when chemistry was just the top shelf in the economy. I mean, you had major companies, DuPont, Dow, and others that were making, you know, huge profits on these new substances. But this was a time when we trusted the golden horn of science to deliver wonder products. You know, wonder products came forward from all of these companies, and they weren't challenged. They just weren't inspected beforehand. It was use first, ask questions later. And the genie was out of the bottle.
But Carson did challenge the use of these new chemicals and pesticides, particularly DDT, an insecticide first used in the 1940s. Doyle says she wasn't a radical in the sense that she stormed the barricades. She used her scientific training and thoughtful, methodical research to make her case.
And she had amassed quite a library and a research dossier of DDT's effects around the world. And, you know, that comprised sort of the backbone of her story.
At the time, DDT was sprayed in a fog over crops, among other applications. Carson wrote about how the chemical didn't just kill the insects it targeted. In her example, DDT was sprayed on elm trees to protect them from a beetle. But the chemical remained on the leaves. When the leaves fell from the trees, earthworms ate them. Those earthworms were eaten by robins, who mysteriously could not reproduce. Other robins died, leading to a silent spring.
She showed how minute amounts of chemicals were being biomagnified in the system. And in the process, she brought forward the whole notion of ecology, ecological system. And in a fashion, her work became sort of the backbone for the modern environmental movement.
But there was a cost. Doyle says the chemical industry pushed back swiftly.
You know, she was called everything from a nature nut to a communist for her critique, and she withstood it, and she was vindicated.
The Kennedy White House formed a scientific advisory panel to look into pesticides, Doyle says. Its report a year later showed Carson's work was sound. She also won the public over in a 1963 appearance on a TV show called CBS Reports.
The show was emceed by Eric Severide, who was a respected newsman of the day.
Doyle writes on his site that in one scene, Carson appeared from her study, surrounded by books. A scientist from American Cyanamid, a company that manufactured agricultural and chemical products, was also interviewed.
And Carson held her own. She, juxtaposed with the American Cyanamid scientist who was all decked out in his lab coat and in the lab, and he had quite harsh things to say about Silent Spring.
Miss Carson maintains that the balance of nature is a major force in the survival of man, whereas the modern chemist, the modern biologist, the modern scientist believes that man is steadily controlling nature.
And Carson, by comparison, was, you know, fairly moderate but steadfast and convincing.
Now, to these people, apparently the balance of nature was something that was repealed as soon as man came on the scene. Well, you might just as well assume that you could repeal the law of gravity.
And she had an audience of 12 million people in that day. That was a significant slice of the American adult population.
Carson wasn't the first to write about the potential harms of DDT for people or the environment, Doyle says. But she was a great writer who could capture the public's imagination and emotions. According to his site, Silent Spring sold over 100,000 copies in the first 3 months.
DDT itself was phased out beginning in 1972. So she had an enormous impact. Her book was a profound piece of work.
And for Doyle, it still resonates.
Very relevant, in fact, to what we're seeing today. I mean, we have an onslaught of 80,000 chemicals in commerce, and 2,000 are invented every year. The worry is that we're nowhere close to having good toxicological profiles of what those chemicals do.
Jack Doyle writes the Pop History Dig website, where you can find a story about Rachel Carson and many other environmental and historical figures and events. He wrote an op-ed in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette this spring entitled, 60 Years Ago, Pittsburgh's Rachel Carson Was More Right Than She Knew. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.